We have our tech. Was that a fanfare? Oh my god. Mike Robinson is running our tech. He killed my mic. Mike is. I think you got the point. Mike has control of the mics right now. Since we last met in convention last year in Niagara Falls, this affiliate has been growing, moving, and finding a way to deal with issues that come to us on a daily basis in new and creative ways. We have been receiving over the last year at least a couple of dozen phone calls a week from people inquiring about everything from our Newsline program to blindness regarding their children, senior citizens, people wanting to make things for blind people wanting to assist blind people. Everything in the world you can imagine has been coming through our office this year regarding blindness. And that is a short way of saying, folks, we are bigger, better, stronger than we were last year at this time. The word continues to spread through our bulk emails, through our legislative alerts, through contact with each other, through our chapters, through just... I'm not even sure how our word spreads sometimes. It spreads through the internet. Our website is getting updated, in the process of being updated once again. Something again which I need to thank, before it's even updated, Mike Robinson for. And I think when it's finished, that applause will be louder. Early this year, in February, as always, we sent many of our members to Washington, and many of our members came here to Albany to speak to the legislature, to address concerns with the legislature, to bring our issues, the needs of blind people as we see them, as we, the organized blind, the largest force in the New York and the largest force in the nation, see them for our people for the coming year. In Washington, we dealt with issues concerning Social Security, military troop dining, access to technology by college students, and those issues continue to be on the front burners. In addition, in Washington, and parenthetically, I have no information, but as soon as I get it, you will get it. Just this past Thursday, many of our members traveled to Washington to attend oversight hearings regarding the Javits-Wagner O'Day program and the Randolph-Shepard program. Those programs, ladies and gentlemen, are in trouble. They're in trouble because the Senate, it will probably make them in trouble. We were told that blind guys are not going to like what they hear. I don't know what was heard yet because the Senate didn't consult me when they scheduled their hearings. So as a result, many of us were on our way to Albany. I was about an hour out of Albany when the hearings convened. So I don't believe that any of us were able to attend, but it is also critical that we are together, because this is where we will come together to make the decisions and go forward to change what it means to be blind. Yeah. When we learn what the issues are at the Senate, we will certainly bring them there to each other, and I know for certain that we will address them in the same manner we have always addressed them. The Senate and the House of Representatives will know that we are there. We currently in Albany, there are other reasons to address our legislature. Many bills are pending at present in Albany, not the least of which is our Newsline bill, our Office for the Blind bill, and our Service Animal Protection Act. A service animal protection right, which was written by our people, particularly Christine Faltz and Ray Wayne, was on third reading in the Senate when they went home. It stands good chance of passage, however, because it is the kind of bill that no one objects to. I expect that we will see that enacted into law next year. When that bill is enacted, I believe it will probably have some of the toughest penalties in the nation for those who would injure a service animal, as it should be. Back off the mic a tad. There we go. In addition to those bills, our Office for the Blind Bill and our Newsline bills are moving through the legislature. We need to get those things done. We need to remind the legislature of the importance of those programs, of the Newsline program in particular. The Newsline program has expanded perhaps beyond what we thought it would in 1995 when the first paper, USA Today, came on board. About 3 weeks ago, Mindy Fliegelman and I were in the office of Minority Leader Senator David Patterson to present to the Times Union of Albany a plaque recognizing their participation as the 200th newspaper on our system. We reminded those in the legislature at that time of the need for enactment of that bill in order that we might provide service to every community. When the Newsline bill is enacted and when the funding is received, within a short time we will have every paper in this state on the system. Through that bill we will be able to do it, so there isn't a city or town in this state that will not have its daily newspaper on the system. The Newsline has become, for us, bigger than we had expected it to. It is such that people call the office also to ask about Newsline. People call to sign up for Newsline, and they call for help with Newsline. When they call the office, Linda has to sometimes explain to senior citizens how to use Newsline, and she does. And they are then hooked up once again with their newspapers. At the same time that's going on, Mindy Fliegelman and Mike Robinson are busy outreaching and providing the technical support to enhance not only the New York channel, information channel, but the availability and the information about Newsline to the public at large. We hope in the near future, through some means that I don't understand, because Mike is going to work on it, to put the grocery ads in your community on the Newsline system. And in addition, we have the Office for the Blind Bill. With the enactment of that bill, blind people will begin to take charge of the affairs of blind people in New York. One of the reasons that we need to take charge of our affairs in New York is because there are things that need fixing in New York. Two things come to mind right now that need attention in New York. One is the Business Enterprise Program. The Business Enterprise Program, or the Randolph Shepherd Program, whose authority it operates under, has been and continues to be one of the most successful programs for blind people ever devised by the mind of Congress. It has been quite successful in providing good livings for many people since 1936. Many of us have benefited directly from the Randolph Shepherd program, and many of us would have the opportunity to benefit from the Randolph Shepherd program. In 1992, with the urging of this organization, legislation was passed by the New York State Legislature that would guarantee and provide priority to the Business Enterprise program on all state property. That was 1992. Since 1992, and particularly since 1998, when my last time I checked the data, this program has shrunk by a third, from approximately 122 facilities in 1992 to 81 facilities in 2005. The regulations usually follow the passage of a law. It took a while for the governor's office to ask that regulations be promulgated. Nevertheless, several years ago, the governor's office asked that regulations be promulgated to implement the Mini Randolph Shepherd Act that we saw the passage of in 1992. This was around 2002, by the way. So it took around until 2001 or 2 for the governor's office to even get to this. In 2002, the public was asked for comment on the proposed regulations being offered by the Commission for the Blind. At that time, the public, like I said, was invited to make comment. And Charlie Richardson, on behalf of the elected committee of blind vendors, and myself, on behalf of the National Federation of the Blind, offered many comments on the regulations. Many suggested changes, many some major, some minor. But nevertheless, we offered at least 24 suggestions of change between the two of us. Not one of those suggestions was heeded. Not one of those suggestions saw their way into regulation. The regulations that were eventually promulgated were the same regulations that were drafted from the commission. So much for public comment and participation. The public comment period, at least in that portion of the regulatory process, was a farce. However, we don't propose to see it remain a farce. We will continue to work with the commission if necessary and around the commission if we must to improve the program for blind vendors. We are simply not willing to see the program shrink anymore. Please don't make any mistake. We are not looking for confrontation with the commission. We are not looking for battle. We are simply looking for jobs. We are looking for an improvement in the program. We are looking to see the program grow as other programs around the country grow. Yes, we recognize that there is a shrinkage in government. Yes, we recognize that the economy is not what it used to be. And yes, we recognize that there are many security concerns in buildings. But we also recognize that other states have innovative ideas to address the same issues in their parts of the country. And we don't recognize that the Randolph Shepherd program has to shrink any more than it has already. Changes need to be made at the commission to make the program work. And whatever those changes may be, and however far-reaching they may be, we call upon the commission to make those changes. We not only call upon the commission, we demand and require that the commission turn this program back into what it was, a remunerative program for blind people where they can make successful, good, middle-class, independent livings as blind entrepreneurs. In the area of growth and our future, speaking of our future, the Parents of Blind Children Division in our state has expanded far beyond what I thought it would have several years ago when we reformed POBC, I guess, in 2002 or 3. In this past year, two or three all-day seminars have been run by the Division for Parents of Blind Children in New York City. They encompassed IEP workshops, they encompassed multiply handicapped issues, they encompassed transition and Braille and O&M, you name it, and they've encompassed it. They have also encompassed the needs that parents have for the care of their children, and they have brought together officials from the board, from the Department of Education and from the Commission for the Blind in cooperative efforts with the Parents of Blind Children to work together to change the education system and the future for our blind children, to work with the parents to see that that happens. And for that, I do commend the Commission for the Blind. There is much right with the Commission now, particularly in the area of children's work. The Commission needs to be applauded for its willingness to think outside the box and to work with our Parents Division to find innovative suggestions. And we appreciate those efforts and applaud the Commission for those efforts. In addition to those efforts, the commission last year changed the direction that a program had been going in for several years. In 1996, several members of this organization, myself, Gary Grassman, Marianne Gilliard, and a few others, began a program of summer work and mentoring for blind teenagers in the New York City area. It was our hope to expand through the state. It is still our hope, parenthetically, to expand this program through the state, and we will begin to address that in the future. However, as time went by and we got into the early 2000s, we had our participation limited in the program by virtue of some agencies deciding, as agencies do, that they knew better and they could do a better job than we did. And we found ourselves for a time there marginalized in the implementation and in the activity of the program. As we became more marginalized, the program became less effective. Commission's field staff recognized that, we recognized that, and we brought it to the attention of then-Commissioner Tom Robertson and pointed out to him that the program was not the program that he originally funded, that he originally supported. It had become something else. Tom spoke with his staff and agreed that that was the case. Last year, Gary and I had, along with many other BEP managers and members of this organization, had a lot more influence in the program and had a lot more direct hands-on. And as a result, we have found that it's working again. And for that change in direction again, I want to thank the commission for recognizing that something wasn't working and helping us fix it. The challenges remain. We have the school scandal at Batavia. I don't know all the details. None of us know all the details, and that's what troubles me. We don't know the details. However, abuse scandals, abuse allegations are intolerable in any situation, and they are more intolerable in the case of vulnerable children in our state residential schools. We will not tolerate allegations being unanswered. We will not tolerate them being unaddressed. We will be speaking of this later this weekend, but at this time, we need to put the Department of Education on notice that we will not be quiet as long as they continue to be silent. Many positive things happen over the years. And again, we will be hearing about some of this afternoon. Recently in New York State, there is a new not-for-profit organization formed to provide rehabilitation services in New York State. It's called the Excelsior Association of the Blind. It is the first organization that I know of that is run by blind people, employing blind people, working with blind people, for blind people. Direction will be set by blind people, and I don't know where its future lies, but I know the future is in the hands of blind people, and we will hear more about that this afternoon. It was noted by Laura this morning that we have come a long way in 49 years. We have indeed come a long way in 49 years, and every time we think we're approaching the end of the road, the horizon expands before us some more. However, we are on the journey together. We're on the journey together to first-class citizenship, and we are achieving that because of who we are. A few years ago, I identified this organization not only as a philosophy and not only as a civil rights organization, but as a family. Because a family cares about each other. A family cares about each other when it is in need, and a family cares about each other when they're happy. We celebrate our good times and we mourn our sad times. But at the same time, we work together to accomplish our goals. I would be remiss if I did not thank the people who have been working with me and caring about me through the years, particularly the executive committee that has been working with me, Craig Hedgecock, Mindy Fliegelman, Julie Phillipson, and Ray Wayne. Folks, I can't do it without you. I get the privilege, the honor, and sometimes the responsibility of addressing public officials and speaking before you on behalf of us. But I'm just the voice. I am our voice that's speaking, because together we have decided to go this way. And I can't stand here without the support of the others in the organization. And this organization has not only done it through these efforts, we cannot run this organization anymore without the regular attendance and the regular attention in the office of a person whose duties go beyond that of a paycheck. And I don't know how much more I can say, but Linda Johnson, thank you. So we will move on. We will move into 2006 confident in our ultimate victories. Will they happen in 2006? I hope so, but I don't know. But we are assured of our ultimate success in whatever we choose to do, because we won't stop until we accomplish it. We will continue on to our ultimate goals of first-class citizenship, full employment, and free choice for blind people in this state. We will achieve this because we are one. We are the National Federation of the Blind. We will do this together, and I can do this on our behalf because I trust in your support. I appreciate the support I have received for all these many years, because, like I said, I am our voice, but through your support, I am empowered to continue this. So with the love that we share for each other, the common goal, and a common mission, let's go into the next year knowing that we will achieve the victory. Thank you, and this is my report to you.